The music from The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, which became as famous as the film's director and star, and heralded a new film genre, the spaghetti western. The music was written by Ennio Morricone, who was collaborating with his old school friend Sergio Leone. It was a professional partnership that started in 1964. I asked him if they'd dreamt of making movies together when they were children.
Never. He never thought of becoming a director, and I never thought of becoming a composer. We were just schoolmates. Then we lost sight of one another.
So how did you reunite?
He came to my house asking me to compose the music for his film, A Fistful of Dollars. It was he who came to me.
It just strikes me, with that film, your music was like an extra character.
Thank God, it was well accepted by the public. It was a great success. I'm so happy that it was successful. But I must say that the music I wrote for A Fistful of Dollars is not the best that I gave to Leone. Gradually, both he as a director and me as a composer improved, and we reached our best, in my opinion, with Once Upon a Time in America.
Through that process of working with Leone, what did you learn that you were able to then apply to your future films?
It was always very important to see how Leone responded to the music, because he knew what I sensed, that you must give acoustic space to the music. After this relationship with Leone, I was able to suggest to other directors how to react to the music. Because many times the directors ask me for pieces lasting 20 seconds. In 20 seconds people do not understand. It is music that is wasted.
See, my mule don't like people laughing. It's the crazy idea you're laughing at him. Now, if you apologize, like I know you're going to, I might convince him that you really didn't mean it.
Grande attore. E grande regista.
Clint Eastwood is a great actor and a great director. I am very sorry that I said no to him when he called me to write music for his films. I said no out of respect to Sergio Leone, not because I did not like the movies that he did. I missed a great opportunity. There you are. I said no to Clint 2 or 3 times. I'm really sorry about that.
Ho detto di no. Questo mi dispiace.
Were you ever tempted to go to Hollywood?
Yes, I have been tempted. I was invited to live in Hollywood. I said no, because I'm better here.
It wasn't until 2007 that the American Academy recognized you with an honorary Oscar. Do you think that was an oversight?
No, non penso questo.
No, I do not think so. When I did not take the Oscar for the film The Mission, all the audience in the hall protested. There was a sort of riot. That's okay, no problem. I've had a lot of awards. I have so many of them. It is a celebration of the cinema.